Senior Focus.
Welcome everyone, I'm Anne-Marie Khoury, I'm your presenter for this session of Senior Focus. And after last week's announcement of the Prime Minister's resignation, we now know who's going to fill the slot, and of course there will be reshuffling of other roles, but having Chris Hipkins is a very capable and even-keeled person at the helm is going to be useful and productive. And I can see the very excellent positioning of Carmel Zeccoloni as a deputy, particularly for seniors, I think, in terms of the continuity. Because even if Aisha Birrell steps in to be Minister of Health, we have a connection with her. She dialogues regularly with senior groups. And Carmel Zeccoloni has done the same. And in fact, she's got quite a strong connection here in Auckland, as she is an Auckland MP. And she comes to meetings with the likes of Grey Power and Age Concern and related senior groups. So she's not afraid to front up. She's very proactive in the space, and she's willing to dialogue on innovative ideas. I think that really speaks well of the future in the immediate offing anyway. We could find ourselves having a very interesting 2023. I'm not going to go into a great deal of detail about the political reshuffle because we don't know yet all the roles and ramifications, but I do see that in health and in housing there will be a huge emphasis, and seniors are one of the groups that tend to be left behind because people living on their own are not such a priority to house as people with five and six children and a baby. So it's just the practicalities, I guess, but we will see some developments, and I think this will be a very interesting situation for us to watch and keep account of. So I expect that we'll be interviewing Carmel and Aisha Birrell too in the not-too-distant future, once we're in our studio. Today I want to talk about gratitude because it's a really interesting topic. It's one that I have talked about before in past years. I haven't done much about it of recent times. And it's becoming more and more popular as a topic to use when wanting to restructure organisations, when things have gone a bit sour, or people are saying it's a toxic workplace, or people are commenting that they feel unsafe in the workplace, or the level of bullying is too high, or there isn't enough encouragement or motivation. People are disengaged, and then you don't get really good service and you don't get really good outcome. So if you want to raise productivity, actually addressing gratitude as a value, as something you invest in your organisation, can be a very valuable way of operating. It can produce really good results. But one of the things that people notice is that it's much easier to express gratitude than it is to receive it. There's an imbalance. And so when we start working with gratitude, it's not just a matter of taking action and, oh, this week I'm going to notice six people I'm grateful for their contributions, or I'm going to present awards to people that I think I want to express gratitude to. You know, those things are very laudable and they may improve things in the short term, but they're not necessarily going to make a huge shift in the culture. But one of the things that can make a difference is when people undertake a real program with themselves, where they not only look at what they can do, but how they can change things that they haven't been good at doing or things that they actually don't enjoy doing. Or they just feel embarrassed or awkward when people want to praise them or give them feedback or be expressing gratitude to them. And so if you can't handle people expressing gratitude, it may be that you need to have a word to some of your friends and just say, look, this is an area that I have difficulty with. And I would appreciate if people did more expressing of gratitude, because if I had more experience in receiving it, perhaps I'll become less stressed about it and more able to handle it. One of the difficulties for a lot of people working with gratitude, on gratitude and to increase their gratitude, is an issue about resentment. Because where you have resentment built up against a person, it is very difficult to think about them positively. If you can't think about them positively, then you couldn't be genuinely expressing gratitude to them. It would be impossible and very insincere, I would imagine, because the body doesn't lie. So you wouldn't be able to hide this mountain of resentment. You wouldn't be able to hide this innermost attitude of feeling annoyed, feeling distrust, feeling intense negativity, disappointment, and blame, and all sorts. It's come from some situation which you feel is unjust, where that person has behaved badly, let you down, they haven't had your back, they haven't performed, they haven't done what they said they're going to do, and as a result, you feel that they aren't your friend, they aren't trustworthy, they aren't sincere, they aren't able to back up what they say, and so on. And in this kind of environment, it can be very difficult to get any gratitude off the ground. And I speak from personal experience here. You can make a decision that you want to express gratitude and be positive towards this person. You want to make a change. You want the relationship to be different. But it can be very difficult to start. And one of the ways to begin is to look at the innermost attitude you have. Look at how you got to the point where you are. Just observe the process of the thinking that you have, that you constantly run the negative cycles of thinking through your brain when you think about this person. And so what you need to be able to do is think about a time when the person has deserved your expression of gratitude, a time when the person wasn't like that. You also need to have a look at yourself in terms of why are you investing in this, hanging on to this desire for justice and this intense negativity, because it's actually drinking poison. That's what Nelson Mandela says. You know, when you hold resentment against anyone, whether it's a former friend or an enemy, you aren't actually carrying out anything that's actually going to impact on them directly. It's more you're actually drinking poison. You're actually poisoning yourself. You're building up this negativity, this toxic thinking in your own system, and you are the one that will suffer the most. And it's something that has taken a lot of people, a lot of study, to uncover just exactly how this clinging on to resentment actually works and how destructive it is. And people who do negotiations, long term, to shift relationships, whether it be at the diplomatic level, country to country, or whether it be former husband and wife, or whether it be brother and sister. At whatever level it's at, there needs to be a commitment to want to change. There needs to be a willingness to observe your own innermost attitude, observe your own thinking, what precedes what actions you take. Because things don't come out of the blue, and thoughts precede actions. And if you're going to change your actions, you've got to change your thoughts first. Otherwise, you won't get any long-term change. So I've been very interested in a book entitled Untangling You by Dr. Kerry Howells. And she has subtitled it, How Can I Be Grateful When I Feel So Resentful? And what I found very interesting in this book was how she unpacks all the difficulties that people have with resentment, how resentment ruminates. It feeds itself on the past, chewing over painful memories of humiliations and insults and injuries, and regurgitating these. So the bitterness acquires a real sour taste that goes on. And when you think about it, what goes over and over and over in your mind, what keeps you awake so you can't sleep, the sort of process where you want to seek justice and you want to examine all the nitty-gritty of how bad this was, this kind of comes really with the territory. The word resentment is from an old French word, ressentir, which means a re-experiencing of strong feeling. And this is one of the features that causes us to ruminate, to go over and over situations in our mind. And when we think about it, it's actually such a waste of time. And it is so poisonous that the more we really consider it, the more we realise it's actually a completely time-wasting and futile kind of operation to get involved with. Now, because it's such a stuck emotion, we're not easily able to move on from the pain. And so this resentment becomes a magnet for other resentment. And so it grows and festers. And it gets to be like a mountain in front of us. Really difficult. We can't go over it, we can't go around it, and we can't think without it's in front of us. And underlying it is this need for justice, the feeling that we deserve something better. So not only is it difficult to forget, but it's very difficult to forgive. And so if we can't forgive, then we can't move on. And I think really that is at the root of it all. I mean, most people who carry resentment actually feel that if they're asked to give it up, they're going to be letting somebody off the hook. They're going to be allowing someone to be unaccountable for the harm they've done. And it's this injustice aspect that gives the person a sense of needing to keep feeding that resentment. I've looked also at how resentment does lead to powerlessness, because when people can't forgive, they also can't appreciate all the good things that went on before whatever it was began the cycle of resentment. Not being able to appreciate the other person, not being able to see their good points, not being able to be grateful for what they have done in the past, is a bit of a, is a real tragedy, I think, because then that is the beginning of losing any potential for change. So that characteristic of resentment is that it actually makes us feel powerless to choose another way, to choose another state of being. And out of this powerlessness, we feel the stuckness. We feel we're in the cycle of toxic reactivity and we're unable to take an action that would be otherwise freeing us. And so I really think this isn't the only book on gratitude, but I think this book is very powerful in that it opens up the can of worms of what do you do about the mountain of resentment. Because really, it's quite straightforward to write a list out of 10 things you're grateful for every day. At the beginning of the day or at the end of the day or both, these are practices that people are encouraged to do. But it's not necessarily anything that will change whatever resentment you have or that you're carrying. And so this is why I found the book so insightful, because it has the advantage of the author's experience of working with teams, working with the Olympic team in Australia, working with school staff teams, principals and your senior staff that set the tone for a school and the climate. Schools that have had problems with bullying, schools that have had problems where the staff have felt a lack of trust amongst each other. And so there are many situations which Dr. Kerry Howells is able to draw on from her consulting work and her applications of her studies. And that's what makes it so real, that she has the experience, that she has the insight, and she has the stories about what people have done, how they've changed, how they've applied the knowledge, and what a difference it's made. Most of us have really good friends somewhere in our lives, people we trust, people who have our back. And so when somebody fails us and we develop resentment against the person that hasn't lived up to the standard that we would want to have with our friends and colleagues, it's difficult to not take it personally. It's difficult to not feel a failure. And it's difficult to think that you can be a victim, that there's something you can do, because you actually have that feeling of stuckness and that mountain of resentment. It just seems just impossible. And so there has to be a starting point. And so when you can actually write down your first goal, which is why you feel resentful, and just identifying this, it's such a powerful act because it brings to light a whole lot of aspects that have been hidden. Then, of course, the next step is to acknowledge your part in the situation and consider what might be a way that you could find gratitude for this person, even if it's that they've made you look at yourself and that they are actually helping you work on changing yourself. That in itself is something to be grateful for. Because in practicing gratitude, we are affirming who we are rather than what's diminishing us. And I think we do need to feel better about ourselves in the process. And this is what working on gratitude gives us, that opportunity. I think resentment shows us what matters in our lives. I mean, our sense of justice around our reaction does matter. And it will dominate many of the decisions we make about relationships. We, of course, have radars that operate around people who are likely to hurt us. And we put in place a lot of protective behaviours to keep those who have hurt us at bay so they don't get another opportunity. But separating out where gratitude and resentment dwell on in different areas of our lives is quite a useful exercise. And developing a greater understanding of resentment, we're able to identify those feelings and reactions that we've kept hidden for many years. There is a courageous act involved in identifying where we have resentment and how it plays out in our lives. And certainly, like many people who have worked on resentment, in giving that resentment up and in making changes and reaching out to the other person or persons and finding ways to communicate positively, even on neutral ground, the way it plays out is quite fascinating because it changes our whole psyche. It changes our energy system. It frees us up to respond more spontaneously to a whole raft of other situations and other people. So that situation where the resentment grows and festers and becomes even greater permeates even minor conflicts and even minor disagreements with some other people. It starts to seep into all kinds of other relationships. And so when we work on it, when we actually start to step away from those reactions and drinking our toxic poisons, when we start to allow space the positive energy to flow, when we start to look for ways to express gratitude, and when we start to be able to express gratitude to the person that we have the resentment towards or have had, we create a whole new way of being. We create a new way in which we can interact with people. We can be much more present-centered, more focused in the present because we're not carrying all that baggage. We feel lighter. I've known people to lose weight in these situations because they literally, they've been hanging on to this baggage psychically and they've been overeating as a way of stuffing down the resentment. They don't really want it out front. They want it hidden. And they keep it at bay sometimes by overeating. Very interesting dynamic. So whatever resentment you have and whatever situation you're in with someone who is causing initially your reaction, so you think, it will be fascinating to chart what changes happen as you give that resentment up and as you grow gratitude in its place. And I challenge you to keep a diary because I think you will be utterly amazed. And it is a silver lining to the cloud. It's the enormous value of investing in yourself and your own well-being that can produce a situation where you can actually be very thrilled and really pleased with the outcome, really proud of the courage that you've taken to work on this. And at this point, I think it's time we had a breather, and I've chosen Dionne Warwick's well-known song, That's What Friends Are For. to focus on the positive.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll be back at our usual time and slot next week. In the meantime, do look out for situations where you can apply what I've been talking about today, and I wish you well with that, and I hope that you will get some benefit out of what we've shared. The book Untangling You by Dr. Kerry Howes is available in the Auckland Libraries. There are several copies, and it is on sale on Amazon as well, as an e-book or as a soft cover. Thank you for listening again, and we look forward to having you with us next week. Bye.
Get Together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6 or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word.